Yeah, I was just looking at it yesterday, and I'm wondering if I should wait until I can get, until Mirage gets back online, get one of theirs, and put it in my house. I'd like to have it, back online in the house, too. So I just don't know if it's going to make that much of a difference, considering where I live. But I should do. Maybe when I come back with the mount that you're going to let me use, I'll bring my Mirage that's not working. You feel like playing around with that?
Yeah, I'll look at it. Because I found the company, RKR. They have the transistor in stock and the relay for mine. They're the ones who took over Alpha and all those TE. I was reading about it this morning.
Yeah, I figure it's not doing me any good. So maybe you may, who knows, maybe you can see a problem. Maybe it's a trace like you had on yours. But I'll bring it in to you and let you check it out.
Yeah, I got this up in my shopping list. One relay, the receive relay, used in the different RF concepts, and the CF300, also used in the RF concept amps.
Are they expensive?
The relay is $10.50, the transistor is $8.50.
Amazing. Amazing. It's coming up to the George now.
Hey Charlie, what kind of amp is it?
I've got two. I've got a working RF concept, and I've got a non-working Mirage brown face.
Your brown face Mirage, it didn't blow any fuses, did it?
I don't know what the hell's going on over here. The tractor trailer's almost coming to a stop. No. It didn't blow any fuses. And the, come on! I don't need this morning. What the hell's going on? No, it didn't blow any fuses, and, the receive preamp still works on it.
Yeah, they use a different receive preamp circuit in the Mirage compared to the RF concepts.
Yeah, I would think those guys kind of patent those things. But, okay, we're finally going now. I don't know what happened here. FedEx truck, a tandem trailer. The driver jumped out to do something. I don't know what the hell he did, but he's got his flashers on. I hope he doesn't crap out on me on this ramp.
That brown face is, what, an old...
Yes, they're the older Mirage.
I have a brown face, too, Ryan, but mine's for 220.
Hey guys, how you doing? I'm back.
Getting on the George.
Ollie and Rock, I'm back. I'm having an apple. I'm sitting in the car.
Apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Always stays nice to be nice to people, especially around here. These guys take good care of me. They give me all kinds of spots here.
All right, I'm on top of the bridge right now. They told me, the sign said that it's only going to be, the lower level's only going to be closed Monday through Thursday. They lied, it's closed again today. Unless they didn't change the sign. I didn't want to take a chance today.
Okay, you okay with everything?
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not on the other side. Inbound side is bumper to bumper tractor trailers. It's like a choo-choo train.
No good. That's no good. Well, listen, Charlie, I'm gonna bid you a good holiday if we don't talk. Rocky, if we don't chat, have a good holiday. I'll see you guys Tuesday morning, okay?
Take care, Mike. Have a nice weekend.
73.
Probably catch you on the going home today. Unless I have to stay late. I had to stay late yesterday with Donald Trump and the paper he had to sign.
I saw that on the news last night. They say that paper's not worth the paper it's written on. But if anything, it'll show goodwill. I was worried about him doing that, though, and then stealing Republicans over to the liberal side if he changed political parties. But now he says he's not going to do that, so that's a good thing.
I think he's got 30% now already. Hillary's going to be indicted next week and next month, probably. The other kid took the fifth. The servo boy took the fifth, which was the wrong thing to do. You know, they're all going to look guilty. They're all going to be guilty, these guys.
Yeah, you know, I still don't understand the Fifth Amendment. It doesn't make sense when people use it. It's almost like they're saying, I'm guilty, but I'm not going to admit it, and you can't ask me any questions. What kind of crock of crap is that?
Hillary Clinton does things, man. It's a bunch of crap, you know? And you know something? She's going to go down in a big ball of fire. That's what's going to happen to her. I'm telling you, man, everything with Vince Foster and all that nonsense that happened years ago, that's all going to come to fruition. You mark my words, man. You think Trump is a big deal? Wait till they get through with Hillary, man. Oh, my God.
I can't stand her. I can't even stand listening to her voice. But anyway, we'll see what happens. Okay, over to you, Rock.
I'm taking that adapter off the antenna, KD2BOR.
All right, go ahead, Brian.
Oh, you're coming in strong on the input over here.
I'm in Fort Lee, New Jersey. It's up very, very high. It's right up near the George Washington Bridge. I can see to the horizon as I come down Route 46. So, yeah, that's a good location.
Okay, cool. That's still pretty far from here, so that's pretty good, though.
Yeah, without a doubt. If you had regular hours that I knew about, well, what are your hours this weekend? I'd like to try to work you on Simplex from my house.
I'm off Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 9. I'll be around like Saturday most of the day.
All right, maybe we can do something Saturday. I'll be up very early Saturday. You don't get up early on the weekends, do you?
I pretty much never get up early. Kind of, I go to work kind of late, so...
Yeah, I guess with the fact that you're still up now, hard to stay up, get up early. I've always had these kind of hours for the past 40 years. I've always had early morning hours, go to work when it's dark out, early in the wee hours of the morning, so even on the weekend. On my vacation, I didn't sleep past 8 o'clock in the morning. It's tough for me to sleep late because I'm so tired, you know, from being up so early. I always go to bed early. In bed by 8 o'clock usually, and up at midnight, so if I sleep till, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning, that's an extra couple of hours. But anyway, yeah, we'll work out something. If I had your cell phone number, I could text you when I'm going to be in front of the radio. We could try 5-2 or something.
Yeah, I'll email you.
Do that. Email me your cell phone. And I'll send you back mine. And then when we want to work each other, if something's going on, we can text each other.
Sounds good.
Charlie, listen, take care. Have a good day. I'll see you guys later. W2YB Click.
Hey, Mike, don't drink too much this weekend. N1LU Mobile.
Hey, good night, Mike.
Hey, Brian. Get that microphone near your mouth. Make it like a Milky Way bar.
Is this better? I'm trying to talk a little low.
Yeah, that last transmission was better.
Well, at least we know that the audio's not too bad now.
Ah, it's fine. Leave that microphone alone before you do mess it up. I'm not saying you're gonna, but you never know.
I got it down pretty good taking it apart now, but I don't want to take it again if I don't have to.
What'd you do? You made the hole bigger again?
Yeah, what happened was is that after I opened it the first time and I tried to do it from the outside, like, another time after that, a second time, without opening it, and I, like, kind of, I think I mushed that little styrofoam, it's like a little styrofoam, like, foam, like, a little thing in there, I, like, mushed it, like, in, and it made the audio worse, so I had to take it apart again, and I just took that piece out, and I drilled the hole a tiny bit bigger.
Okay, well, as long as you stay up on it, it sounds fine. Sounds good. But, that's another thing. I want to hear what you sound like during the day when you're not trying to talk soft.
Well, right now I'm talking normal. Is that better?
Very good. You know, when we hear you good like that, that radio does have good audio. But, you know, you just gotta speak up.
Yeah, at least I know it's not the radio and it's me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, keep in mind, too, there's a lot of, you know, if you don't do a lot of 440, I don't know if you do or not, but there's a lot of cheap 2-meter monobanders out there that have really good audio. TYT is one of them. You can pick yourself up a TYT for about, $160. Linko is another one that's got good audio. Even the Kenwood TM-281, that's $132, I think. That Kenwood with the front-facing speaker, and that's got real good audio, that radio. So there's a lot of cheap monobanders out there if you want to invest in one.
Yeah, I saw an Alinco on 2-meter. It was, like, pretty cheap. I forgot offhand now. But...
Yeah, the 135, I think. I have that home. I use that when I'm going in my wife's car or something like that. It's sort of my portable radio.
Is that the one with, like, all the heat sink? It's like a big heat sink?
I'm trying to remember now. It might be. You know, it's the newest, or the one that's for sale right now by Alinco. It's a DR-135. I don't know if it's a Mark III or whatever, but yeah, it's a DR-135. Just got on 17 South Rock.
All right, very good. Universal Radio's got the 135 Mark III for $169.95.
Well, what's the TM-281 over there?
I'll get back to that. I'm just checking the 135 right now.
The 281A?
Yeah, it's the one with the front-facing speaker. Does 5 watts and 65 watts. Only has 2 power levels.
On Hammerdale Outlet, it is $134.95.
Is that free shipping, too?
Yes, yeah, this item qualifies for free shipping. There's a coupon and a Labor Day sale blowout, so it's $28 off.
Good price. That's a good radio, especially if you like Kenwood.
I mean, I haven't had too many radios, and you guys know I got 2 Kenwoods now, and I had 1 Icon years ago. Actually, I had 1 HT, well, Kenwood, actually, so I haven't really played around with the other brands too much.
I'm a big fan of Kenwoods, but I like Alinco, too, for their audio. I also have a Yaesu at home, but I've got a couple of Kenwoods.
Yeah. I actually looked up you have to take the things, the front screen apart. They make, like, these white LEDs, diode LEDs that you could, if you swap them out, it's like a kit for the blue Kenwood I have.
Which Kenwood is that? Oh, for the one that you have now. Oh, they do make a kit. I know they made a kit for the Kenwood 2000, but they make that one for the 701? 71? Well, I forgot what you have.
It's the TM. Yeah, they make these, I guess you swap out, I don't know how many, it's not too specific, but you swap out a few of those, I guess, with these white LEDs, and it makes it a lot more distinguished, like you can see it a lot better.
Yeah, you found that mod online?
Yeah, I actually was looking up stuff about the screen, and luckily my screen doesn't have any. Like, a lot of them have, like pixels missing and lines and stuff. Mine doesn't have any of that, but I found one, a kit for it. It's, like, I think it's, like, $24 or something. I think it's just, I think it's, like, 4 or 5 LEDs or something.
You see if your friend could do that swap out for you. That would be good. Yeah, you got to be careful with that. If you had that thing in the car, I bet you would have some missing LEDs. I've got, missing pixels. I've got Yaesu 857 that happened to my front screen. Luckily, I found somebody that was selling a new front panel. Their truck got in an accident, their vehicle, and destroyed the body of the radio, so all he had was the detachable front panel, so he was selling that. So I got it for a good price, and you know, now the screen's perfect. But I don't put it in my car anymore. Certain radios don't handle the changes in temperature when you go mobile with them. Between the hot and the cold, the screens don't hold up very well. Or Yaesu may have had a defect in it that caused that. But it was a real drag. I mean, it got really bad where you could barely see what frequency you were on.
That's definitely not good. I mean, this mobile I have here has never been in the car, ever, actually. It's been in my drawer or on my desk, since I had it, so. Actually, that Mirage amp I had it in my Jeep for maybe, years or a year and a half, and it definitely got, some corrosion being in the, I guess a little bits of moisture getting in and whatnot.
N1LU mobile, yeah. Keep in mind your car is not a, sealed environment, so your car duplicates whatever the weather conditions are outside. If you got high humidity, you got high humidity in your car. That's why you have the air conditioner on sometimes. But, yeah, that'll definitely wreak havoc with a radio. I've been lucky. All the radios I get are detachable front panels, so the main radio's in the trunk. The panel's up here in the front with me, but this Kenwood hasn't given me any trouble at all. I'm real happy with it. What do you, Rock? I just turned on Orient Way.
All right, let me know when you get close. I'll walk this stuff out to you because I know you don't have much time.
Yeah, I'd like to start a little early today so I can get the hell out of here early. Or the other guy that I work with probably there today already. No, he's going to try to sneak out early. This is, Fridays are get out of work early Fridays, but today's a special Friday. Everybody wants to start their holiday weekend early.
I'm starting mine at 4 o'clock this morning. I took today off, too.
Very good, very good. What time does Debbie wake up in the morning? Because I'm planning on bringing, I have Thanksgiving week off. One of those days I'm going to take a visit to the plant with Oliver, my dog. Everybody there wants to see how big he's gotten. Figure if Debbie's up, I know she was interested in the dog. I would swing by, say hi to you and Debbie, let you guys see the dog, too.
I get to our house at 4 o'clock in the morning. We have breakfast. Anytime after that, that might be too late for you.
No, that wouldn't be bad, because I'm not going to come too early to work. That wouldn't be bad at all. You know, some of the people that want to see Oliver don't start till 5 in the morning.
Oh, that would be pretty cool, because I tell you, she gets a kick out of it. The guy from across the street from us yesterday, or the day before, was walking his dog. She had to have the guy come over so she could play with the dog. She just leaves me laying in the yard.
What the hell are you laying in the yard for? Yeah, Oliver loves people. He really does. He's one of the friendliest dogs I've ever met. Loves people, loves other dogs. You know, he just wants to play with everybody. You know, he's still a puppy, even though he's so freaking big.
That was a joke. But I did tell, I don't know if I ever told you this before, I tell everybody, say I was walking Debbie's dog and God forbid we got hit by a car, she'd leave me laying there and pick up the dog.
Yeah, some people are devoted to their dogs. I mean, I love him. You know, he's part of the family now. So he's just a good boy. He really is. He's doing great in the house now. Now that we made some changes, I think he's, and plus he's older and he can hold it better. He's doing real good. We're very happy. He's a pleasure to have now.
Yeah, just tell your wife not to leave her cell phone or her glasses laying around anywhere because I don't think he's ever going to grow out of that.
Yeah, he's been pretty good. He got into a stuffed toy that My mother got my kids a long time ago and tore it to shreds. But he's been leaving us, pretty much leaving stuff alone. When we got back from Florida, my wife did leave her purse on the floor in the bedroom. I don't know why, and went to sleep, and he pretty much trashed everything in the purse. She was pretty PO'd, but luckily she had her glasses in a case that he couldn't get open. Chewed the hell out of the case.
Sounds like that dog is a terror.
I'll have to take a picture of my spindles. That go down to the basement. It keeps people from falling over the edge, you know, wooden spindles. He's got one almost chewed through. He's a bit of a chewer. I want to replace them. I saw online you can replace them with metal spindles, different designs. I want to try to do that. I might have to find somebody to do that for me, though. I don't know if I could do it.
82 BOR. Hey, Brian, what do you think about this? I think that dog will chew through the metal ones, too.
I'm sorry, I stepped away for a minute. Which dog?
Charlie's dog. He likes to chew on things.
And my dog does, too. What kind of dog is it?
Well, he's a mixed breed. He's a rescue. He's got some pit and lab in him.
Okay, that must be an interesting mix. I got two, I got one pit mix and one pit bull, and they're pretty, pretty active, so they give them anything to chew on.
I love them. They're great dogs. They really are, you know. They get a bad reputation, but it's not the dog, it's the people.
Yeah, definitely. My dog's really nice.
Oliver's a big sissy. He'd scare the hell out of you if you saw him and heard him barking, but all he'd do is run up to you and lick your face.
That's the same thing with my male dog. He looks, like, pretty mean, but he's a big teddy bear.
Yeah, when you send me that, I forgot what the hell you were going to send me. Jesus, that old age is really creeping up on me. Oh, yeah, your cell phone number. I'll send you a picture of Oliver.
Send it to you already.
Okay, when I get to work, I'll take care of that. I got pictures on my cell phone. Just past CBS Rock. I'll be there in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested to see that. Did he have, short hair or medium?
Not as short as most pit bulls, but it's pretty short, which is a good thing. I don't like a real hairy dog, you know, long hair all over the place. But he does shed. When we first got him, it was March, and he was shedding all over the place. You'd pick him up, and you'd be covered in fur. But for the most part, it's pretty short. Go ahead, Rock. I heard you double.
No, I just said I'm going to take a walk outside.
All right, I'll catch you later, Brian. I'm almost at Rocky's. I got to pick something up. I'll send you that information today. Have a nice weekend. 73, N1LU Mobile.
It's early 73, so...
Okay, N1LU. I'm sure I sound all right now.
Copied you guys fairly well. WA2ZOZ.
Hey, good morning again, Don. KD2BOR.
Yeah, I copied all you guys. Some white noise on the signal, and I guess Charlie is using that antenna quick disconnect now.
Yeah, he's got an adapter to go from UHF to 3H24. And on top of that, he's got a quick disconnect in the antenna. I just loaned him my Diamond DIA 3424 adapter. I like them better. They're better built, a heavier piece. He's going to try that out.
Oh, okay. I have a couple of quick disconnects that I got from when I ordered the ham sticks. Never used them. And, I don't know, once all this garbage is over, I can barely think right now. All I do is think about this bull crap I'm going through. I even forgot your call sign before. That's how stirred up the information in what's left of my mind is. But like I say, I got the SX-600. Keep it as long as you want. Charlie can keep it as long as he wants. And I guess you have a foot long PL-259 jumper to use with it.
Yeah, I have plenty of them over here, Don. Matter of fact, when I go to the Ham Fest in October, I got to pick up a couple more PL-259s, a couple reducers for 8X. I want to pick up a couple reducers for RG-58. Yeah, I've got all that stuff over here.
Okay, very good. Yeah, when I speak with the lawyer, I'm going to see if we can have all this garbage wrapped up in September. In fact, if we could wrap it up in August, that would be great too. And hell, my 401k and IRA took a nice little hit with the stock market, and I can't deal with all this crap on my mind, so I'm just gonna take a loss. I don't know how much it'll be, but it won't be that much, and then I can get back to normal.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Dom. Why don't you drop the subject for now? I can hear in your voice that you're upset. Don't keep getting upset like that. All right, let me clear out of here just for a little bit. Got to go see a man about a horse. Have a good weekend if you can, Don. I'll probably catch you one way or another over the weekend. KD2BOR.
Okay, Rocky, I could hear it in my voice, too. Have a good one. KD2BOR-WA2ZOZ.
73 from N2ZNQ.
73, stand for now. KD2BOR.
73 is WA2CN, QWA2COZ.